Good morning, Senator Barrasso.
Great to be with you, Steve. Yeah, you're right. I have a committee meeting a little later this morning with Barbara Boxer to talk about the issues of the environment and the impact of Gillette coal.
Have you got your boxing gloves on?
I'll tell you, it is a fight every day in Washington, fighting for the people of Wyoming and for our Wyoming industries.
Now, you just got back from a trip to the Middle East. Where'd you go?
Well, I went to visit with Wyoming soldiers, men and women in the field in both Iraq as well as Afghanistan. I spent Good Friday in Iraq, in Baghdad, a military base there, as well as out in a marketplace, but visited with a couple of young folks, great men and women from Wyoming and in Iraq, and then on Easter Sunday in Afghanistan, and then back to Wyoming for the deployment, the largest deployment in the history of our state to the National Guard. I was at the deployment ceremonies on Friday in Cheyenne and Saturday in Douglas and then Sunday in Casper. And huge turnouts from the communities, the families, and just neighbors and friends and people to send our neighbors off to the war. They're going to be in Kuwait as well as in Iraq.
We had a huge turnout here in Gillette, too. Now, when you're over there, what was the mood of the troops you talked with? Is it upbeat?
Well, it is, and one of the young men I visited with from Cody, he had been there previously in Iraq, and he said it is just so much better in terms of safety, security, his own feelings about things. But, you know, any day can be a bad day in Iraq, but it made a huge difference. There's the corner has been turned, and now we are turning over to the Iraqi people, control of the country. The elections are set. And it's now time for the Iraqi people to take over in terms of the military as well as the police. What we're doing is now we've withdrawn from about 80% of the communities in Iraq, and the people of Iraq are taking over, and we are mostly training their troops to do the job that we have been doing for them over the last several years.
Talking with Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, and if you've got any questions, any comments, the phone number 682-1270. All right, Senator, back in Washington, you were one of the supporters of a move to take out the cap-and-trade legislation in the Obama federal budget proposal. Now, in your own words, explain what the proposal said and what you found wrong with it.
Well, to me, this is a huge cap and tax. It's a tax on American families. It's a tax on anybody who gets an electric bill, who turns on a light switch. You know, the president says that he wants to have renewable energy being the cheapest form of energy in the country. Well, the only way you can do that, Steve, is that by raising the cost of the energy that we use today, the oil, the gas, the nuclear power, the coal, because 50% of all of the energy of the electricity in the United States comes from coal. And so much of those resources that the country depends upon are Wyoming resources. And you know, Steve, we need it all. We need all of the energy. And if the president believes that, you know, you can replace coal with wind, where wind is providing about 1% of the energy, we need that energy, the renewable energy from wind, but we need the coal, the oil, the gas, the uranium that helps with the nuclear energy. We need it all. We're going to use it all. But what the president's proposing is basically to tax the energy that we use the most. And in the same time, he doesn't even want to use that money to help people keep down the cost of their energy. He doesn't want to use that money to invest in new energy technology. He wants to use it to pay for his expanded health care plan. And he calls this $600 billion he's trying to raise on the backs of Wyoming people who flip on the electric switch. You know, he calls that just a down payment on his massive effort to redo health care in this country.
It sounds like socialism to me. All right, let's get on the line here and talk to some people. Good morning. You're on the air in KIML with Senator Barrasso.
Hi, Senator Barrasso. This is Frank Latta. My question is there anything in the world we can do? Gas slowdown in Gillette and in Wyoming because of this bird stipulation that is just a theory. It isn't a fact. It's a theory that the gas exploration affects the birds. Here we have about 500,000 people in Wyoming, and we've already laid off 1,000 people in the gas industry. Boy, we evidently aren't in a recession in somebody's mind because we're laying people off to protect a bird that doesn't really need us.
It is amazing, Frank, and you and I have had the privilege to work together when we were in the state legislature together, and you know exactly what you're talking about, and it's even worse here in Washington where people make huge decisions about theories that they think may work, and it continues to be a challenge. We know that we need all of the energy sources, and I think Wyoming does it right. You know, you have people from out of state who come in here and use either the Endangered Species Act or different rules and different regulations. And now, I don't know if you saw this, Frank, the Environmental Protection Agency says, well, whether Congress does a cap and trade or not, you know, the Environmental Protection Agency wants to take over in terms of regulating carbon dioxide and applying additional taxes. And I was on the floor of the Senate yesterday, gave a speech. It's on our website at barrasso.senate.org, talking specifically about this yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate, because it's kind of the know-it-alls in Washington and the government who think that they know Wyoming, and they don't. They don't know us at all. And I'm hoping to be in Gillette tomorrow if we can get out of Washington. Mike Enzier and I are hoping to be there for the crawfish feed, and we're hoping that we get a chance to talk to a lot of folks and hear exactly what's on people's mind all around Campbell County. But the Clean Air Act is out there, and they want to regulate everything right now. So yeah. It continues to be a fight. And you know that, Steve. I know you're all on top of it.
Right. All right. Thank you so much, Frank, for the call this morning, 6212-70. That's the phone number, talking with Senator John Barrasso. Senator, as you know, we are the nation's leading supplier of coal. And back during the campaign, Obama spoke out against the building of any coal-fired power plants. I'm going to play you a little sound clip here of what he said.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-fired plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Now, the supporters say that, he wasn't talking about clean coal, yet he's surrounded himself with people who say no coal anytime, anywhere. Do you think he still feels the same way as he did in that soundbite? What have you been able to find out what the future of coal is with this administration?
Well, the president is just dead wrong in that soundbite, and I disagree with him 100%. I've interviewed and questioned Secretary of Energy Chu, and he's made some comments as well. He's backpedaled because he realizes that here we need all of the energy, and coal is still providing half of all the electricity in the United States. And just yesterday, I interviewed a scientist who's been nominated as the Deputy Secretary of Energy and went over and a lengthy discussion about coal. And she realizes that there is need to do the additional research. And we talked specifically about the project. And I know that right now Gillette is one of the three finalists in Wyoming for that project, the combined project between Wyoming, University of Wyoming School of Energy Resources and General Electric to go and build the model project for dealing with the issues and making coal cleaner. You know, Steve, we want to make American energy as clean as we can, as fast as we can, without raising prices for American families. And
right.
Coal is going to be a vital part of that formula.
All right, let's get back on the phone here. We got listeners calling in. Good morning here on KIML with Senator Barrasso.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to talk to you, Senator Barrasso.
Thank you.
I was wondering, since the advent of this administration, with the decisions that are being made and at such a quick pace, some of the things that are just taking from not only our local economy but nationwide, it's hurting the common folk pretty good. And he promises, the president promises tax cuts, and then he turns around and he's gonna, in his own words, the prices on heating oil and gas and things like that are gonna skyrocket, quote unquote. And I was just wondering, is there any, and I honor you for being there and staying the course and keeping with it, and I'm not asking you to look into a crystal ball, but is there some relief? Is there some end to this down the road? Because, frankly, it's got a lot of people shaking in their boots.
And that's why we've had the tea parties all around Wyoming and all around the country. People get it. People are thoughtful at Wyoming and around the country, and those are the folks that are turning up at the tea parties because they know the president's budget. You know, it spends too much, It taxes too much and it borrows too much. And we're even at a point, you talked about people shaking in their boots, the Chinese don't even want to lend us money anymore. I mean, they're asking for a kind of a lending premium or a borrowing premium because they think that the dollar isn't going to be worth in the future what it's worth now. You know, you go and talk to kids at the high school in Gillette and you say, who's going to pay for all of this? This doubling of the national debt in 5 years, tripling it in 10. And, you know, you kind of have the discussion with them and they say, well, you can pay it back by raising taxes. Well, I'm against that, but the president doesn't seem to care about that. Or you can pay it by borrowing money or basically printing more money. And that's what I think the president's going to do, have more money printed, which is going to make the money that we have in our own pockets worth less. It's inflation. And I think it's harmful. I think that the president's budget is irresponsible. I think it's reckless. And I think it's a threat to our nation.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, caller. 682-1270, talking with Senator John Barrasso, and you can talk to him at 682-1270. Now, he mentioned the Tea Party. That's been the reaction to all the wild spending that's been going on. We had one April 15th, and by the way, Senator, I have to tell you that one of the speakers there, Representative Tim Hallin, basically quoted you, and he said, in Wyoming, we get it right. In Washington, they get it wrong. What was the reaction in the Senate to all the Tea Parties? Was it along party lines?
Well, it was. No surprise there. But even on television, you hear some of the liberal commentators saying, well, it's just a bunch of radicals. But, you know, the folks that attended in Casper, and we had over 1,000 people there, they are hardworking people, people that live within their means, pay their taxes, understand that you can't borrow your way out of debt, you can't spend your way, you know, out of a recession. People of Wyoming get it, and I'm happy that Tim had those comments in Gillette. I was still traveling back from Afghanistan, so wasn't back in Wyoming until the 16th. So I saw all the news coverage, but I was very offended by what some of the national commentators had to say. And I think they're going to do tea parties again on the 4th of July. And
there's going to be a big one in Cheyenne. Do you think that the American people showing their sense of outrage over all this spending, is that going to be effective? I mean, where do we go from here?
Well, I tell people in Wyoming, they always say, you know, I know, Senator, you get it right when you vote. Senator Enzi gets it right. Representative Lummis gets it right. But, you know, what do we do for all these others? I say, if you have friends or relatives in other states, you know, have those people call those people who aren't voting our way. And they need to hear. Those people need to hear. You know, Nancy Pelosi hears from San Francisco what you'd expect her to hear from San Francisco, and it's not what the people of Wyoming are talking about. That's the fight that goes on here every day. Elections have consequences. And I am just so offended by the things this administration has been doing that are really aimed at taking away our rights, redistributing wealth, spending money that we don't have, making reckless decisions that I think are irresponsible. So I continue to, and you know, we haven't even gotten into Steve all of the new decision by the president to you know, release the reports of what's going on through the CIA, Department of Justice, the with the interrogation techniques that have been used appropriately that have saved the lives of thousands of Americans, and the president's been traveling around the world apologizing for the United States. And I will never be one to lead the, hey, blame America first approach. Steve, it's just wrong.
That's one I don't understand that. Good morning. You're on KIML with Senator Barrasso.
Yes. Am I speaking to Senator Barrasso?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Senator, you know, if we disagree with so many things that is trying to be forced on us from Washington, D.C., I was curious about whether Wyoming is going to accept any of this so-called stimulus money.
The answer is some of it. I actually talked at the state legislature about that. Some of the money is going to every state, and some of it's for projects that are ready to go, shovel-ready projects for highways, roads, and bridges. But some of the money has significant strings attached. And what I suggested to the legislature, and Senator Enzi has done the same, is that Wyoming has a vision and Wyoming has values. And we should accept none of the money that has strings attached that don't fit with our vision and our values. When they have matching money, you know, it's blackmail money or bribery money. If you take money and they say, hey, you set up this project, you know, well, it may not be the things that we want. And I think we have universal approach around the state that we aren't going to take that money, especially for projects that Washington says, well, you know, do this and we'll, and Washington will pay for like they act like it's their money.
Yeah.
It's our money. It's the taxpayers' money. And they say, you know, do this for 3 years and then Wyoming, you pick up the tab from then on out. And I say, no, just regret, you know, just say forget about the money. But the thing that bugs me the most, Steve, is that you'd say that money then, if we don't take it, ought to stay in the Treasury. But no, then that just goes to other states that'll take the money, whether it's California, New York, someplace else. So by us not taking it, it doesn't turn out to be a savings for the country. It just gets spent someplace else. And that's the most fascinating and disturbing part of this whole thing.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, caller, talking with Senator John Barrasso. We've got a couple of minutes here. Do you see the American anger translating into changes at the polls next year the way it did in 1994?
Well, that's what I'm certainly hoping for, and that's what I'm talking about and visiting with people around the country and talking about the needs to get back to the values of living within our means, not over-borrowing and overspending and being so reckless. You know, I think it's offensive what this administration has been doing along those lines of spending too much, borrowing too much, taxing too much. You know, and the other thing, Steve, we haven't gotten into yet are our Second Amendment rights and the efforts to take away our Second Amendment rights by this Attorney General Eric Holder, as well as the administration. I was in Texas at El Paso on the border since you and I have last talked. I've been down there with to do some border security and flew with the Texas National Guard on a night mission looking for people coming into the country illegally, illegal immigrants, and people are coming across as well as drugs. Had a chance to work with a number of sheriffs along the border and to see how easily people can illegally get into the country. And then we had a hearing down there, and John Kerry from Massachusetts was there, and he says, well, part of the solution is to, you know, take away some of our Second Amendment rights. And he was talking about the semi-automatic weapons, and he wants to ban those. And I think he's absolutely wrong. We are never going to sacrifice our Second Amendment rights because Mexico doesn't do its job in guarding its border in terms of trafficking of cash and of guns heading south. You know, they like the cash coming into Mexico. Well, it's their responsibility to try to stop what's happening at their border heading south, and we need to do more to protect our border coming north from Mexico.
All right. Talking with Senator Barrasso, I'll ask you one more question here, then I know you've got to go. Are you going to be going for a meeting with Senator Boxer?
Well, it's a committee meeting. The Environment and Public Works Committee is having a hearing and a vote today on the a new member of the Department of the Environmental Protection Agency that oversees clean air and has had some comments about carbon dioxide. I'd asked a number of questions of that nominee and got insufficient answers, and I'm ready to go to the committee and speak out against and vote against that nominee.
All right. Now, you say you and Senator Enzi are both going to be in town for the crawfish boil?
We sure hope to be there tomorrow. I know there's but a lunch, and then it starts again at 4 in the afternoon. We are going to be voting probably late tonight, and Harry Reid has talked about carrying it over till tomorrow. If we get out of here in time, we're going to both be in Gillette for the big event.
All right, we'll be looking forward to it. Senator, normally I'd have a lot more questions for you, but I know you're on a limited schedule, but I do appreciate you you taking some time talking with us and the audience.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
All right, talk to you next time, and don't be so long next time.
Hope to see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you so much, Senator John Barrasso.